93.3 FM.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
We'll be right back.
It would seem that still, after all these years, perception is essentially thought to be a passive process. This view supports the notion that a redefinition of these terms is long overdue. This can only be accomplished if we take the leap into integrating all the aspects of our interaction and utilization of the world and all that it contains. This method, which provides the only true form of communication, involves the crystallization of information through all the sensory channels. Viewed from only one angle, or separating one element from another, we are left with only flat, two-dimensional ideas. The addition of one more element is an improvement, but the structure is still outside us. We must move, alarming though this may be to some, to the realm of conscious form, to the allegory and to the element of participation and information. We may no longer dissect our world in secluded laboratories, thinking we have found in a test tube the laws by which the world turns. What then must be done to bring this state of affairs into being? Firstly, we must break down and dig up the roots of the misconceptions already in place. It may seem that this is happening already, but all this is no more than a stream of happy accidents with no aim, no connection. We must then dredge what remains of the material to be used in this vision of communication on higher levels and re-present it to ourselves so that we may realize just how important our task is. We must then open up the channels, but all at once. There must be no weeds to choke our carefully nursed crops, and we must wait for the harvest. Let us begin this process immediately with a demonstration of what effects can be created with the simple use of electrical angle realization. It must be stressed that the more conscious effort the viewer puts into the exercise, the deeper will be the understanding of the material employed. Perhaps by now you are already thinking that you are beginning to speak this language of direct perception. But perhaps you are not. Imagine a light pulse sent out from a source in the direction of the motion of the source. If you can transfer the results of this in your mind to other forms of information, the senses which make us up are like machines in a factory. They are quite capable of working in the dark, but work much better when candles are lit in the room where they are installed. But when electric lighting is installed, their efficiency improves further. And when the shutter of the factory windows are flown open and daylight is allowed to enter, the machines work at maximum efficiency. But the fact remains that only the manager of the factory can pull the switches.